All right, we've been waiting all morning for this one. Our special guest is a dynamic actor that is known for his gorgeous blue eyes, for his great roles on screen, and he has been in a numerous amount of hit movies, and now he has joined the cast. We're so excited about this, of Being Mary Jane. That's right. It stars, of course, our good friend Gabrielle Union. Let's find out more about his role and this season. Please welcome to the show our friend, Mr. Michael Ealy.
Michael!
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Oh, there
good
he morning. Is.
How you guys doing?
What's up, Mike? Let me go and get in here. Somebody know how to talk to the man. Mike, how you doing, man?
Dog. What's up, Uncle Steve?
Yeah, I'm good, man. These two girls right here, they, you know, it's an age limit to this here.
We can't help it if we love Mike.
I've tried to talk to him. Hey, man, how you doing, man? You good?
I'm good. I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed.
I mean, look at you. Yes, yeah, you blessed, man. You keep doing it, man. You, Mary Jane is back tonight at 10, 9 Central.
At 10, yeah.
Your character, Justin Talbot.
Yes.
Is Mary Jane's nemesis and new co-worker. Tell us about this role, man.
So they asked me to come on board and kind of shake things up a little bit. And, you know, Justin comes in and some of his views would be considered controversial. And so what he really does is kind of come in and you know, just when Mary Jane thinks she's, you know, just about to, like, kind of, you know, start this great new life, someone from her past that, you know, has somewhat made her miserable shows up to try and throw a big monkey wrench in her program at that point.
Bring it on.
Well, come on in.
Yes.
Well, that's going to be interesting. Well, one thing about all your characters, man, I got to tell you this. I have never seen you play a role that was not extremely believable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very convincing.
I mean, even when your ass was under that bed.
Man,
yes,
I'm scared. Right.
Whoa,
I said, man, I never looked at Ely this way before. But this dude was under this bed really looking real stank about it.
Great range as an actor. Yeah. Many levels.
Hey, man, you and Gabrielle, y'all friends in real life, man. What's that like to work with your friend in a role like that that put you all on opposite ends?
You know, honestly, it's why I'm doing the show. You know, it's like I saw her at a wedding, and she was like, she kind of came up to me and started talking about it, and you know, that's when I realized, you know, yeah, this would be great actually, because we've never really worked together. Even though we've been in the same projects, we've never really worked together.
Right.
So, you know, it was an opportunity for us to kind of work together. And Gabrielle and I, you know, we've talked for years about certain issues that affect, you know, what's going on culturally and such. So it was an opportunity to kind of work together. And if you know, anybody that knows Gabrielle knows that she has opinions, she has thoughts, and she will let you know them.
Yeah.
Way that you'll be like, damn, all right, I got you, okay. And so, you know, like, working with her, it's like, what's fantastic is what's happening off screen. You know,
right.
what's fantastic is what's happening off screen and the conversations that we have about what's going on. And, you know, when I started working on this, you know, I got a lot of her insight as, you know, with regards to, you know, Birth of a Nation and everything else. And so it was very interesting and also at the same time very fun, because that is how Gab lives her life. Fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, you got a lot going on, man. How you balancing all this? You're a father again.
Yes, congratulations.
You married, you welcomed your second child late last year. How you balancing this career, this fatherhood, man?
It's been rough. You know what I mean? I think I left to go shoot the show, and I was going back and forth between Atlanta and L.A. because I told him I don't want to leave my family right now. It's just not a good time for me to leave. So fortunately, they were able to work it out so I could go back and forth. And, my daughter is just, I mean, I'm, aww. You know, I don't have words.
Oh,
I just don't have words right now.
That makes us fall in love with him even more. He's such a sweetheart.
It's, you know, she just, when she smiles, I just, I feel like I gotta protect that to the best of my ability.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah, we talked about that too, man.
Yeah, we did. It's a long-term commitment. You know, it's a lifelong commitment. And I pray for the time to watch her grow up. That's what I pray for.
Well, yeah, it's coming. It's going to involve several death threats like we talked about, Mike.
You're going to have to
put a couple boys in check. You're going to put
a baseball.
Put the barrel of a gun up under somebody's chin. All that's going to happen. And then it's going to come a point in their life. Here's what's really good about parenthood. Like now you're torn because you don't want to leave your family right now. It's going to come a time where you get in a position like me where you want to leave them. I cut the lights out in my office when they walk in the house so they don't see me in there.
Oh,
come in there and talk to me. All that's coming too, Mike. It's a complete turnaround, man. Which way you just go, you know what, I've done my damn job parenting. Figure it out. Come on.
Yeah. I've heard that there comes a time when your kids, you know, they got their own friends and they don't want to hang out with you anymore.
And
so I decided I'm gonna milk this time where they're like obsessed with me. You know, I'm gonna milk all the time I have while they're obsessed with me. So when they don't want to spend time with me, I can have that attitude. I don't want to spend time with you either.
Yeah, cool. I was glad my friends got friends. Hell, with cars,
right.
So I can quit dropping them off. I think it's great. Hey, man, this is a fabulous guy. This is a fabulous show. Being Mary Jane is hot, man.
Yes,
you got some great cast members in that. The storyline is great. Being Mary Jane is back tonight, everybody, at 10 p.m., 9 p.m. Central Time on BET. He's the new nemesis of Gabrielle Union, Mary Jane, and they going at it, man. It's good. Gets kicked off tonight. It's going to be hot. Hey, Michael Ealy, keep working, boy. Keep on working.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing it. I appreciate the support you guys every time, every project, every time. Thank you so much. God bless
Thank
you,
man. Appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Ealy.
What a sweetheart.
Megan!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keep being fine. Yeah.
That's what you're coming with? That?
He can't help that, Carla.
Carla, you married. Your
I
husband,
know. This is my
baby
job.
At the
he
house.
Knows.
Yeah, that ain't your job. That ain't your job. Keep telling y'all job follow you at home. Stuff you say on the air follow you.
Now, the question we had early, now, if Michael was walking around naked, it'd be all right, huh? Remember the question we had earlier today? Huh. That was cool with y'all.
Tommy, you don't look like Michael Ealy. I have told
at
you.
All.
You just spray paint my eyes blue.
Tommy, the men in our family, none of us have been fine. When are you going to make the damn adjustment?
Steve, where are you fine? Where are you fine? Come on now.
At the bank.
Oh, God.
That's all that matters. Damn cutie pie down there. But anywhere else. Damn, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.